Harper Audio presents Trading for Dummies by Michael Griffiths and Lita Epstein, read by Brett Barry. Trading used to be the purview of institutional and corporate entities that had direct access to closed securities trading systems. Recent technical advances have leveled the playing field, making securities trading much more accessible to individuals. After the stock market crash of 2000, when many lost large sums of money because professional advisors or mutual fund managers didn't protect their portfolio principal, investors chose one of two options: getting out of the market altogether and seeking safety, or finding out more about how to manage their own portfolios. The concept of buying and holding forever died after that stock crash. People are now looking for new ways to invest and trade. While investors still practice careful portfolio balancing using a buy-and-hold strategy, they look much more critically at what they hold and are more likely to change their holdings now than they were before the crash. Others have gotten out of the stock market completely. Still others have moved on to the world of trading. Many kinds of traders ply their skills in the markets. The ones who like to take on the most risk and want to trade as a full-time business look to day trading. They never hold a position in a security overnight. Swing traders hold their positions a bit longer, sometimes for a few days or even a few weeks. But we're not focusing on the riskier types of trading here. Instead, we're focusing on position trading, which involves executing trades in and out of positions and holding positions for a few weeks or months, and maybe even a year or more, depending on trends that are evident in the economy, the marketplace, and ultimately, individual stocks. Many people have misconceptions about trading and its risks. Most people think of the riskiest type of trading, day trading, whenever they hear the word trader. We're definitely not trying to show you how to day trade. Instead, we want to introduce you to the world of position trading, which is much safer, less risky, and yet a great way to build a significant portfolio. Don't get the wrong idea. Trading in securities always carries risks. You should never trade with money that you can't risk losing. That means trading with your children's education savings isn't a good idea. If you want to trade, set aside a portion of your savings that isn't earmarked for any specific use and that you believe you can put at risk without ruining your lifestyle. Obviously, we plan to show you ways to minimize risk, but we can't promise that you won't take a loss. Even the most experienced traders, the ones who put together the best trading systems, don't have a crystal ball and periodically get hit by a market shock and accompanying loss. By using the basics of fundamental and technical analyses, we show you how to minimize your risk, how to recognize when the market is ripe for a trade, what specific sectors in the market are the right places to be, how to figure out which phases economic and market cycles are in, and how to make the best use of all that knowledge. Making lots of money is the obvious goal of most people who decide to enter the world of trading. How successful you become as a trader depends on how well you use the tools, gather the needed information, and interpret what you've got. You need to develop the discipline to apply all that you know about trading toward developing a winning trading strategy. Discovering how to avoid getting caught up in the emotional aspects of trading, the highs of a win and the lows of a loss, is key to developing a profitable trading style. Trading is a business and needs to be approached with the same logic you'd apply in your approach to any other business decision. Setting goals, researching your options, planning and implementing your strategies, and assessing your success are just as important for trading as they are for any other business venture. In this audiobook, we help you traverse these hurdles, and at the same time, we introduce you to the world of trading. Now we give you an overview of trading and an introduction to the tools you need, the research skills you must use, and the basics of developing all this information into a successful trading strategy.